don't know me, my name's Johnny, and I believe in helping people become happier versions of themselves. So, for today's topic, I want to talk about self-love, the importance of it, and some tips I have for increasing it. So self-love is important because you are you. There's no getting away from it. You are you every day, so why not love yourself? And that's easier said than done. But hopefully with some of the tips I give you, you'll be able to increase your self-love. It's a skill or muscle, and as you work on it, you'll get better and better at it as you progress. When you love yourself, you'll not only become happier, but you also become more confident and productive. Therefore, going towards your dreams and goals will become easier. So why not work on your self-love? Because you'll have that belief in yourself that little bit more. And actually, if there's one thing I wish I prioritised earlier, it's self-love. Because it's so important to everything I do day to day, and it's so important to everyone's day to day lives. So it's really something you need to improve as a skill. When I was younger, I used to criticise myself a little bit. So when things went my way, great, life was pretty good. But when things didn't go my way, I was perhaps a little bit naive and didn't expect it to go so badly, and then I criticised myself and I'd attack myself. And I remember once actually, when I was playing football when I was about 14 or 15 years old, I had a bad game. We were playing a really good team, and our team, to be honest, wasn't that great anyway, but we got absolutely stuffed, and I was a defender at the time and I was playing against attackers. And when we got stuffed, I took it out on myself. I was saying to myself, you're hopeless, you're useless. And I don't mind admitting this, but I actually made myself cry from it, from attacking myself so much. And I used to attack myself so much when things didn't go my way. So I wished I had more self-love earlier on in my life. And it's only recently, in recent years, where I've perhaps been able to increase it ever so slightly. And being able to love myself a bit more. So self-love can play a significant role in your mental health as well. So we're actually in Mental Health Awareness Month and Mental Health Awareness Week in May. There are a number of factors psychologically and physiologically that can affect our mental health. But self-love is one of the key contributors towards our mental health. If we don't love ourselves, if we don't believe in ourselves, therefore we won't be happy. And that's when things like depression and anxiety will start to form in ourselves. So therefore it's vital you work on that skill of self-love. Okay, so now I'm gonna go on to my top five tips for improving self-love. So my first point is talking to yourself with care. So imagine you're talking to your younger version of yourself. So perhaps you as a five-year-old. If the five-year-old version of you was upset, things hadn't gone the way they wanted them to go, and they felt a little bit disheartened, would you go up to them and shout, you're useless, you're hopeless, you're pathetic? No, of course you wouldn't, because that would just make them feel worse and they'd probably burst into tears if they weren't already. So why do that to yourself? Because there's actually an inner child in you, and when you attack yourself, the younger version of you is getting really upset. So make sure you talk to yourself with care and comfort yourself when things don't go your way. Say, you know, it's going to go better next time. Don't worry, we'll just move on. My second point is write a love letter to yourself. So when you write a love letter to yourself, you're consciously able to pick out all the good things about you and put it down. And as a result of that, you're able to get that little bit more belief, that little bit more confidence and happiness towards yourself by doing that. And actually, I was having a conversation the other day and someone was saying, oh, I wish I had that little bit more confidence. And I said, why not write a love letter to yourself? And someone else looked at me funny at first and I said, well, it picks out all the good things you like about yourself and you want to feel good about yourself. And then their look changed from, that's a bit weird, to maybe he's onto something. And the past version of me would have been really self-conscious. But now I've got more self-confidence and more self-love. I don't care You know, I think it's a really helpful tool to help you love yourself that little bit more. So writing a self-love letter to yourself, it may sound cheesy, but it's really effective, I found. Okay, my third point is listening to your body and emotions. So in our busy day-to-day lives, we're often in autopilot mode and we just do things constantly and we don't even realise how worn out we are. And when we're walking towards goals and dreams, we can often put too much focus on working hard and getting to that specific place. But we're not listening to ourselves right then in that moment. And I've been as guilty as anyone on this, and I've only just learned I need to rest that little bit more. Or perhaps when I'm upset, there's no point in trying to do a long, long piece of writing because I'm not going to be in the right state of mind. So in those cases, I just need to take a step back and then, reward myself or just tell myself it's going to get better and relax by listening to my body, how it's feeling physiologically or mentally, how I'm feeling. And therefore, by listening to that, I'm showing myself self-care and therefore that self-love. So make sure you listen to yourselves and you give yourself that care and that self-love. My fourth point is praise yourself every day. So it's similar to the love letter one, but what this really is being able to take in other people's praise, but at the same time praising yourself. So when other people compliment you, let that sink in. Really let it get into your head rather than saying, oh, well, you know, it was nothing. No, you've done something good. Let it sink in. Or when you've done a really hard workout session or you focus on a bit of writing or an assignment or anything, give yourself that praise. You've just sat down and worked hard, or you've just been standing up if it's a workout or whatever. You've worked hard, so give yourself that praise. And by giving yourself that praise, you'll feel pleased with yourself. You'll be able to appreciate what you've done and appreciate yourself that little bit more by praising yourself every day. So make sure you get into that habit constantly. And my fifth point is similar to one of my previous points, and it is put rest and relaxation time in. So before I said listen to your bodies and emotions, which is a great tip for making sure you're okay and caring for yourself, but this is more the proactive approach of making sure you don't get too overworked in the first place. So make sure amongst all the work you've got scheduled in, and this is a little bit about organising yourself, that you actually prioritise some certain time in the week to relax, such as watching TV, going for long walks, or just talking to friends. Those are my favourite things anyway. But whatever it is for you, whatever helps you rest, whatever helps you relax, make sure you schedule that in, because caring for yourself is loving yourself. So make sure you prioritise that. As well as the advice I've just given, there's also plenty of sources out there on the internet, plenty of books out there for tips or strategies for helping you love yourself that little bit more. One book I would highly recommend is The Self-Love Experiment by Shannon Kaiser. It really made an impact on me, and it's a high recommendation I'd give for anyone who's looking to improve happiness or self-love in their life. So what I want you to do is think of three things you can do to increase your self-love. How can you build that skill up more? And like I say, self-love is like a muscle. You've just got to keep practicing and practicing it. And the people who have high levels of self-love, they keep continuing habits to make sure they love themselves on a daily basis. And therefore, that's why they're so happy all the time. So just think of three things you can do each day to make yourself love yourself that little bit more. Because when you love yourself, you're going to be happier, you're going to be more confident, and you're going to be more productive. So I hope this video has given you some value. I'd be really interested in any tips or strategies any of you have for self-love or any challenges you're facing. Please leave a comment in the YouTube section below or just send a message to me on my website. I'd really appreciate any of that. As usual, I just do a quick reference of my website and social media. So my website is johnnypardo.com, or for my Facebook or Instagram, just type in at Johnny Pardo author. Or if you want to find any of my fictional books, just type in Johnny Pardo into Amazon. Until next time, have a great week.